Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. You know, everybody's talking about this Netflix hit show, Tiger King.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. And Steve, Danny, and Rev. Wait, Rev hasn't taken part of it. Just Steve and Danny. Vicky,
he watched and gave up on it.
Yeah, I watched almost five episodes.
Oh, okay. So you did watch a bunch.
Vicky, I watched over half of them.
Yeah.
I watched three or four of them.
Wow. I'm the only one that's the holdout here.
I still haven't gotten to the final one. And we were talking on the Megacast about the show, and I said something about a certain character, and Ted corrected me. I'm like, I had no idea that was going on with a certain character on the show. And I guess it gets revealed at the end. It's the lady that got her arm chopped off. I did not know that. I mean, spoiler, if everyone seemed to watch it but me, that she's transitioning into changing her gender.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. So I was just like, what? Wait. I need to finish this show.
Yeah. Boy, people are going through a lot on this show.
There's so much stuff
going
on.
People are going through a lot on that show. Man. And of course, it is the talk of the nation. As we're all basically, you know what, we're sheltered in place. And Tiger King has been a wonderful distraction for a lot of folks, to the point that even O.J. Simpson is talking about it. And
this made my day.
Yeah, O.J. is utterly clueless. He goes on social media and decides, I'm going to let you know what I think of Joe Exotic.
I've had so many people on my case asking me to watch some show called Tiger King. Well, yesterday I watched this show, and oh my God, is America in this bad a shape? I watched about six episodes of this show, and I couldn't even believe what I was looking at. White people, what's with you and wild animals? Leave them animals alone. The show is crazy, but it's so crazy you kind of keep watching. One thing I will say, there's not a shred of doubt in my mind that that lady's husband is Tiger Tsushima right now.
Does he even understand the incredible irony of what the hell is just he's doing?
This is what I always love. It's a national pastime now that baseball's gone. I watch OJ's videos and then I read the comments because the comments are always great.
And
someone said, in your expert opinion, OJ, did you do a good job of getting away with it?
I know. Does he not? What is he?
Another person, Joe Exotic, should have called you first, OJ.
Yeah.
Right, here's a guy who...
I mean...
Dude, it's got to be narcissism. He just doesn't... He thinks, you know what? I'm cleared. I'm done. You guys should move on. I have.
Yeah.
Like, let's forget the fact that the two people are dead.
Wow, that is insane. And I love how the fact that he's like, oh, white people stopped, you know, with wild animals.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not just white people.
No, no, no. It knows no color. Craziness knows no color.
Craziness is craziness, my friend. Speaking of Tiger King, Rich Kirkman, who is the filmmaker, who made Joe Exotic's reality show and called him the Tiger King. He's the one that came up with that name. He says that this current Netflix documentary is frighteningly accurate.
This documentary is so accurate, it's frightening. I've actually had nightmares the last several nights since it's been airing. If anything, the documentary doesn't go far enough to show how crazy Joe was.
What? Okay, is he just waiting for part due? Is he just trying to sell the next bit of footage that he's got?
Anybody knows, he's been following that Joe Exotic guy around for years. I mean, all this footage that we're getting, a lot of it is because of this guy. I mean, that's the crazy part, I think, about this show is that, you know, a lot of reality shows are like, this is nuts. But, of course, they're hamming it up for the camera. Like, you get the vibe watching Tiger King. Like, this is just how insane Joe Exotic is. There's no him turning it up because the cameras are on. The cameras are on all the time. He's just this way all the time.
That's the thing that's really scary is that, yeah, we do know that people ham it up for different reality shows. The fact that this is really what he is, I guess I can understand the word frightening because that is exactly what it is. Rick also talks about the rivalry between Joe and Carol. And again, Carol is the woman who OJ is basically alleging that killed her husband and then fed him to tigers.
I think you're dealing with two peas in a pod. They're both one and the same. I think that Carol has done the same things that Joe has done for years, breeding cats, making money off breeding cats, and letting people come in and see the cats. The only thing is that Carol, I don't think she abuses the animals quite as bad as Joe has, but putting an animal in a cage is abuse in itself.
Yes, and you walk away watching that show going, why is this woman on her high horse or high tiger when she's clearly not being all that great for the animals as well? But she says it's animal rescue.
Yeah, this is, yeah.
It's a lot of insanity.
Yeah, this is something. And, of course, another person that we have to check in with, who a former tiger owner, Mike Tyson, who was recently interviewed by Fat Joe. They talked about how Mike, I was like, hey, Mike, you know, you used to own tigers. And Mike's like, yeah, maybe that wasn't the right thing to do.
Hey, listen, know what I've learned? I was foolish that there's no way you're going to domesticate these cats 100%. There's no way that's going to happen. They kill you by accident. They don't even mean to kill you. They do it by accident. They're too strong. Especially when you're playing rough with them. You're punching them back in the, and then they're getting hyped back and they hit you back in your neck.
Yo, Mike, you was boxing with the motherfuckers, huh? Like, you was...
Oh, I loved them. I used to sleep with them. They were my... I'm just happy I educated myself. It was late, but I've educated myself that I was doing the wrong shit. I shouldn't have had them in my house. I shouldn't have had them domesticated. At least believing that they were domesticated. I was wrong.
Okay, so I was thinking, because I hadn't heard this cut, I thought he was going to say it was wrong because it was just like wrong to take them out of the wild and try to, you know, and try to make them pets when that's just what not abusive to them. Now, he was just like, oh, no, they could have killed me. That's the only reason it was wrong.
Well, I think he's also looking back, it's dumb of him to try and domesticate a tiger.
Yeah, well, you know, it is. I mean, I think that there are only certain animals that are able to be domesticated. I think we all know. And yet people still bring them into the house, the ones that you go, are you sure about that one? And they try it anyway.
It's funny how, like, most people wouldn't want to play box with Mike Tyson, but he's even realizing play boxing with tigers, bad idea.
Yeah. I mean, I get what, again, there's something in his brain that's not in my brain, because I would never make that mistake. Like, I already knew that info. I didn't have to get educated.
With the tigers.
Yeah, I didn't have to get educated. I just knew. I guess he didn't know.
Well, Tyson, I feel like with age and probably marijuana, he's become a lot more enlightened and understanding of maybe the way that he used to be was not the best.
Did you please don't use the word enlightened and Mike Tyson in the same sentence, please.
Listen to his podcast, man. The guy, you know, he's a guy who realizes that he made a lot of mistakes at a younger age, and he's doing whatever it is in his own head to try and realize that what he used to do was not the right way.
Well,
I give him credit for that.
That's somebody who I guess is reformed.
He's enlightened, brah.
No, I don't want to give him the enlightened tag. I just can't. You just can't get me to do that with Mike Tyson. There's too much history there. I'm glad that he's educating himself, but his ignorance was beyond belief.
Oh, I mean,
seriously. Enlightenment to me is somebody that really like goes beyond a normal state of intelligence or whatever awareness and then goes, holy cow, and they go to Gandhi status. That to me, you know, maybe you're talking about the Adi Ashantis of the world, but I mean, you know, come on. I mean, really? Mike Tyson?
Yeah,
no.
Compared to Mike Tyson of the 20s to Mike Tyson current day?
Yeah, I don't.
He is the Dalai Lama.
You know what? I'm going to reserve that for Brene Brown. I'll give that to her.
Man. What has she ever done?
You know, Byron Katie.
Who's she ever beat?
Yeah, I can't do that for Mike Tyson.
She hasn't beat anyone.
No, you're right. She hasn't beat a tiger. You're right. It's a good point.
Or Evander Holyfield.
Yeah, she hasn't bit anybody's ear off. You're right. That Brene Brown, you know what? She's a poser. You're right.
I find him very entertaining.
I'm not saying he's not entertaining, and I'm glad you get a kick out of it. I'm glad that he seems to at least realize that he was a jerk in this, because he was. In a lot of ways, he was a jerk.
We had a lot of anger, a lot of problems because of how he was brought up, and I don't think anyone's trying to...
I'm glad he's taking care of that.
Yes.
Yeah, I just... I don't have a problem with him being loved, and I don't have a problem with him being even respected. Enlightened, I guess, is just not the adjective I would use for him, is all I'm saying.
All right, fine.
Yeah, I'd like to... I'm sorry. You can't get me to go that far.
I think he's an enlightened man.
I know you do because of your status in life.
Thank you.
That's all I'm going to say. All right, hey.
I'm going to pretend that was a compliment.
That's the best I can do. It really, really is. So, you know, quarantine, for some couples, yeah, could be the worst thing that could ever happen for some couples to actually have to be around each other. I am seeing with Sarah and J-Rubs.
How are they doing?
Luckily...
Well, how's J-Rubs doing?
I went to Sarah yesterday and told her that she could come upstairs. Because...
But there was a no upstairs rule?
Well, they both kind of respect my space. They just have been that way.
So you guys pretend that you're in different houses?
Yeah.
Like that's the downstairs apartment near the upstairs.
Exactly.
Apartment.
I mean, they'll come up, because they don't have a kitchen downstairs, so they'll come up and use the kitchen and cook, because J-Rubs cooks, and I don't, so I don't care. But for the most part, they respect my space. But Sarah came up yesterday, and she just had this look like, hey, can I watch the TV up here? And I'm like, oh, J-Rubs is just, he's finally just pushed her upstairs. He can't even have her on the same level anymore.
So was he getting annoyed with you?
Oh, yes, for sure. I'm very annoying. And I know that. So he was watching his shows that I don't really watch. And we didn't have any shows recorded that we were going to watch.
And there's no new shows coming out.
Yeah.
You guys should get into wrestling. There's new content still out there.
Don't get me started.
Okay. Maybe we'll practice the moves too. He would hate that actually. But so I was like, I'm going to go upstairs. We have a TV up there. I'm going to watch my own thing. You do your own thing. Yeah. He didn't check on me once up there.
And so were you upset about that?
No. I'm totally okay with it. I get that I'm a lot. So I know that I need to leave him alone.
Right.
Yeah.
Even this morning. So he's been off work this week. So this morning.
So 6 to 10 a.m. is probably like.
Oh,
happy time for him.
Oh, yes. He's been waking up at 5.
Yeah.
And I'm like, babe, you're crazy. Go back to bed. And he was like, this is my only alone time. Right. He said that this morning. Yeah. And I was like, fair point. Yeah.
Yeah, he gets to do what he wants, watch what he wants.
He gets the whole house to himself. Yeah.
Frolic around the whole house naked, sit on BJ's couch.
Ew. Well, I don't know if we need to have that image painted out there.
What kind of shows does he like compared to what kind of shows?
He likes documentaries about World War II. And, like, all the wars and Nazis and all the documentaries. And I like reality shows.
That, yeah.
No, yeah, not at all.
Yes,
yeah,
so Sarah likes the real wars, like of the Real Housewives or Little People in Los Angeles or
yes.
whatever. Yeah.
Yes, and he can handle some of those shows, but I watch way too many of them. So
yeah,
I'm like,
you
do. I'll just take this whole series upstairs and watch it by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think we're doing okay. Taking it day by day.
Honestly, if we had your mom in the house, it would be a beating. That thank goodness mom's not in the house, because even though we have a good size house, it's just personalities. You know, you just
a lot.
Know.
Especially if you're all just stuck there for 24 hours a day, or almost 24 hours a day.
Yeah, and you can't go out. Like, I can't go out. I mean, I know I'm not, I just, you know, I'm really taking this to as much heart as possible. I am going on my deck and that's it. Maybe I'll go for a walk today if it's really sunny and there's no chance of rain. I might do that. I don't know. But even then, I feel like I'm breaking the rules.
It's going to rain today.
Is it going to rain?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm not going out then.
It's Seattle. What'd you expect?
Yesterday was your window, man. Next week's supposed to be decent, though.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that because, and that's the thing. But so when you're really stuck inside, the quarantine is really tough on couples, especially if you have the opposites attract kind of thing. And just in general, you know, look, I mean, you need your space, especially men. I mean, I'm not saying women don't need their space too, but men, a lot of men just need some alone time. And this is, I remember my dad would go to work 2 hours early and I never understood why. Now I understand why.
Yeah, I always wondered why my dad took about an hour and 45 minutes to take a poop, and now I understand why.
Yeah, that was my dad's only place
in
the house.
I'm going upstairs, you know, with some dumb, I see a man about a horse or whatever he was saying, something ridiculous. And then we're like, well, we're not going to see dad for like at least another hour.
Yeah.
And who knows what was going on in that room.
Didn't have a man cave.
No, it was the bathroom upstairs.
Dude, when I, the best thing about my wife's family is I met her uncle. And I went to his house and he had his own, like he had his own room.
Mm-hmm.
Like he had an office, but he had a bed in the office. I thought it was, I go, what is this bed for? Like he had the computer because he ran his wife's business.
Right.
And I was like, what is this all about? He goes, oh, this is my place. Even, you know, no one's going to bother me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is genius.
It's a great idea.
Because the bathroom used to be the only place a guy could go. So, yeah, you need a place. And that's why I told Sarah, yeah, you can come upstairs. Because I got my own office, so I can even run away from Sarah and go in my office if I have to.
I wonder also, though, on the flip side, about someone who just recently started dating someone. I was just thinking about this yesterday. Like, well, you know, you're in the nude stage, and you're like, want to be around each other all the time.
Oh.
And so you're just kind of getting the wheels moving on that, and then next thing you know, boom, shut it down, can't see each other.
Yeah, I have a friend going through that right now. Ooh. She's like, it's like I'm in a long-distance relationship, but we live 20 minutes away.
Right, and they probably just started dating?
Yep, yeah.
So what are they FaceTiming, or are they?
Yeah, they FaceTime, and I mean, he's staying with his mother, so who's older, so he really doesn't want to leave at all.
Yeah, I can't blame him.
So it's them two, and then my girl who has some roommates, but she's taking it better than I thought she would, but she's still struggling with it.
Yeah,
she's like, this should be the honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
This should be where we're having all the sex all the time.
They're going to get together and be sick of each other already.
Right. Yeah. So I would rather have my situation, I think.
Yeah. Well, you know, and but I'll tell you right now, for a lot of couples, though, this could be a make or break thing. I wonder if we're going to see, once this is all said and done, if people split up because of the fact.
Do you ever see like there's a rise in people asking for divorces right now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's understandable. You just, you know, you can't be in somebody's hair that long unless you really understand how the other one ticks and you give them the space they need. Now, here's the situation that's reversed, and that's Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel.
How are they doing? I'm worried about them.
Because, you know, there was a problem with them. You know that Justin got caught drinking and maybe getting a little too close to this actress. And
There's like a shot from like paparazzi where like his hand or her hand's on his knee or something like that. And they're holding hands or something. And he said that nothing, no hanky-panky was going on. But he understands that he probably crossed the line.
And according to the interwebs, things have been rocky since then.
Oh, because the interwebs knows.
Yeah, Jessica Biel was like, yeah, I'm not happy with you. But according to a source, how about quarantining, best thing that could happen for them with this rocky situation.
Damn it, I was still hoping they were going to break up and get back together with Britney.
Yeah, sorry, buddy. I know, we were all hoping for that.
I thought this was the opportunity.
That's a blast from the past. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, well, you know, still holding on.
Yeah, holding on hope.
He's looking for that Mickey Mouse love.
I mean, just everything's gotten weird for her ever since then. I know that she just needs a good JT back in her life.
That's what'll do it.
Yeah.
I mean, she was a lot saner then. The extra downtime apparently that comes along with this situation is great for their relationship, according to the source. It has ultimately brought them closer, and having the main focus be each other and their son Silas has been a good thing. You got a kid between you and you're, you know, really fearing for your life and you want to be in protect mode. I can see how they can bring you together. And if he really didn't do anything but just really cuddle or get too close to somebody, yeah, that's not a good thing and you're a jerk, but at least it wasn't sex.
But there's you can repair that. And what better way to repair it than being stuck in a place with each other where she doesn't have to worry about him being drunk with another actress?
That's a really good point. Yeah, like if she's got trust issues, she doesn't got to worry about it. He's right there.
So I bet she's the one that started all this Corona stuff.
Oh, you think she did it to save her relationship?
Her and Zoom.
Her and Zoom did it. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I Jessica Biel didn't know had the power to basically release a horrific virus on the world. But
yes.
She's a mad scientist. Who knew? All right. She's probably got a secret lab at their place. They're doing Skype therapy, too. Apparently, that's helping, you know, couples therapy. Still doing that.
Wait. Oh, okay. I thought they were not together and they were Skyping together.
No, they're Skyping with the therapist.
The therapist Skypes in.
Yeah. So they got that going on. And they're having fun. And getting along.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
They're doing well and happy. You know, it's neat. Thanks to this source. I don't know who it is, but at least that's good news.
And who's the source that's telling people this?
You know what I mean? It's Britney Spears.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's and she's bitter about it, too.
Like, that would annoy me to think that there's somebody in my circle of friends that's telling somebody. Unless they want that information out there because they're celebrities, and as long as you're in the news, you're in the news. So the source is really their PR person.
Would you be the guy like, all right, I am going to hunt down all my friends. Who the hell's the leak? Who's the mole?
I would plant fake information to each person.
Oh, but different fake information?
Yes.
Nice.
So like I would tell you something, tell Danny something, Vicky, Sarah, Rev, all of you different stories. And whichever story makes its way out there.
What an elaborate plan.
Oh, I've thought about this.
Yeah.
I would do the exact same thing.
That's the way you do it.
And the fake news that got out, ooh, I am bitching you out and then cutting you off.
Because I think Vince McMahon, obviously I learned everything from wrestling.
Oh, so they learned from Vince.
Because they have a lot of people in their industry, and a lot of things you want to keep a secret so it doesn't get spoiled, but then you have like these quote-unquote dirt sheets, which is like reporters, I guess you could call them, for wrestling. And they'll get information before people are supposed to know. And so Vince, there was a period of time where I guess it was just getting so ridiculous that he was just like, geez, who the hell in my crew keeps leaking this info? So he would only tell like one person something just to see. And then if it didn't, okay, I'll tell another person that. And eventually something got leaked and he just fired that person.
Whoa.
It's like, go after yourself. You're putting out this information. I was like,
oh, so that's how you're going to do.
Yeah.
And now I have to come up with a counter plan to that.
How?
How?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to tell you how. That's, you know what? You're going to find out. In fact, I think I could put out a counter plan that would actually make somebody else look bad, and then you fire them, and they didn't do it.
Oh, you're going to kind of like, I see how you
I'm going to game this system. I'm up for it, son.
Well, also record and movie industries, they would do that as well. Like when they used to send out back in the days of DVDs and not streaming, they would send like DVDs of like a record before it was out, like a copy of it, and they would like secretly put some kind of encoding on a song.
Ah.
So that if all of a sudden it gets leaked, they can find out who they sent that to and who leaked it.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
I like that.
When you got to, it's too many dishonest people out here.
Well, you know what? You try your plan. I'm looking forward to coming up with a way to...
Well, nobody cares about what I have going on in my life.
No.
So I don't have to worry
surprised.
About any leaks.
Oh, you'd be surprised. People, they care about you.
Who?
Tatum. Tatum wants to know what's going on in your life.
Yeah. Tatum, right now, all she needs to worry about is keeping that poop inside the diapers.
Is that all she got to worry about?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is, she's not succeeding at, right?
Yeah, too late for that, buddy.
Yeah, a little baby blowout.
Oh, baby blowout is it's part of the joy of children.
It's amazing.
Oh, yeah, dude. Thank God that, you know, for the most part, you put them somewhere where you hope. I mean, you're not putting her on the rug yet, are you? Without putting a blanket down first?
No, we have like a little thing.
Yeah, you always have to put something underneath them for their entire, like, probably first year.
Yeah. But it was the other day, right? She ripped such a fierce one, and I'm like, I don't even need to check. I'm positive. It's blowout city, and I lift her up off of me. I'm like, yep, gotta change my shirt.
Oh!
Oh, no, dude, really?
Whatever.
Oh. Oh, I don't miss those days at all.
Luckily, you wear a lot of black shirts.
So. Yeah. And also, I mean, it's so new to us, we find it entertaining. Give us maybe a couple more weeks, and it won't be as cute anymore.
Yeah, it was never cute for me. Because sometimes you can't, like, get those stains out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
We had to retire a few of her onesies. Good thing she grows out of them anyway.
Yeah, what about your onesies? Are those still okay?
They're still... Oh, I don't care. I'll wear mine regardless.
Yeah, that'll be... Hey, look, that was my kid. That's where that stain came from. All right, we're talking pop stars, and she was one of the biggest pop stars of all time. Even though you might not be a fan of her music, we do have a story about her that will give you a newfound respect for her. I'll tell you what happened at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Now, you might not be a Swiftie like Steve, but...
And Danny.
Yeah.
Both of us are card-carrying members of the Tay-Tay Club.
That's right. And over the past 2 weeks, national record store Grimey's new and pre-loved music has had to send its employees home after the city's mayor issued a stay-at-home order. And this week, though, they got a massive help from Tay-Tay. Taylor Swift, who is supplying the store with money for each employee and 3 months worth of health care.
Sheesh.
She made her claim in Nashville before she became a big pop star. Makes sense.
Yeah, but I mean, they really had no idea that, like, it wasn't like as if, like, she was going there, and, like, they had no idea that they were even, like, a store that she heard of.
They must be a legendary store. Like, everybody's got their legendary record store in their area, right?
Right. Yeah, you're probably right. Like, they're known for, I would imagine that.
Yeah.
Brian, I mean, you would think.
Yeah, because, see, like,
cool
how,
name.
How would she be on their radar? Like, I think of the Great Great House of Guitars, which I think is still going on in Rochester, you know, and that was just a place where people would go and whatever, you know, that was one of the local landmarks of the town. So, Grimey's new and pre-loved music. You know, I mean, what do we got here? The record store that's loved here, and I always forget the name.
Easy Street Records is very popular in West Seattle.
Yeah.
High Voltage over in Tacoma area is doing really well, at least before all the coronavirus stuff. But there's a few different places. I mean,
so I feel
some
like,
that don't exist anymore and some that were just awesome at one point.
I feel like Grimey's has got to be on that level for Nashville. It just must be. And because, yeah, like you said, Doyle Davis was like, he's the co-owner. He's like, I had no idea Taylor even knew about us. And I guess Taylor's generosity during the coronavirus pandemic has extended well beyond record stores. 20 of her fans have reported that the pop star has donated $3,000 each to their calls for financial support in the past few weeks. Wow, people just reached out to her and said, hey, I need some cash.
Were they like tweet her? How about, hey, Taylor?
Yeah, maybe so.
I need
Try
a computer.
It out. I feel like I feel like she's gonna see through you, buddy.
Yeah, probably.
Well, that's cool. And again, you know, she hasn't been promoting this as far as I know because I hadn't heard about it.
I watched that documentary on Netflix on her, and I mean, obviously people have their opinions on her and their music, and also like her, you know, the dating stuff is always a big joke. But when you watch that documentary, you kind of walk away going, man, she just cares about making music, and yeah, maybe she's made some bad dating choices in her life, but she wasn't doing it for any other reason than a lot of us, but she's just someone that everybody sees. And some of the stuff you walk away, you're like, I definitely wouldn't want to be in her shoes. Granted, the money must be nice, but everything else, I don't know, man, with the fame that she has, it's another level.
Oh, yeah, she's been through a lot of drama with that radio guy that apparently accosted her.
Yeah.
And, you know, and also the Kanye stuff, which, you know, she and Kim apparently were, you know, for a while back in a feud. But, you know, and of course, it makes her look bad. But they did release the audio of the full audio of the phone call. And it turns out that, in fact, Kanye lied about some stuff.
Oh, for sure.
Which, you know, it's
shocking.
At first, it looked like they both set it up, and there was a setup to do something, but not what Kanye ended up doing. And now that comes out, and of course, Kanye and Kim are like, well, I don't understand why she's so mad at us. She knows what was going on. It's like, no, that's not true. And then Kim just decided to be more of an a-hole and defend her idiot husband. So Taylor comes off a lot worse than, like you said, she probably really is, and stuff like this shows that, look, she's just a regular person that's got a ridiculous job that puts her out in the public eye more, though, maybe than anybody would want. And you know what? She's got a heart. You know, people. Reaching out. That's amazing.
And I mean, she's done a lot of like random things for fans over the years. It's not like as if like, I mean, some not monetarily, but like just like connecting with fans in random ways, like showing up to their house, doing a random performance on acoustic guitar for a person specifically. Like she's all about connecting with her fans, and you got to give her credit for that. And that's just handing over cash to people.
That's pretty sweet, man. I mean, look, it's tough right now. People are not. I've got friends that are going through this unemployment system right now. It's a beating. Multiple times they've had to apply. Multiple times they've been rejected. Then it turned out they didn't have the system updated to even accommodate what the governor said was going to be accommodated. You know, our government, it's obvious they painfully need better IT. I mean, it is. We saw that when we had everybody sign up for the medical, like the national medical insurance, when Obamacare came into play. We saw that our government IT department is lacking. That we saw. And boy, it's more painfully obvious when people are just trying to go online and do all this stuff that they said they were told they could do, and then they're getting rejected. You're like, wait a minute, you said, I just watched you on the news conference, but now I just got rejected. I don't understand.
They weren't prepared for it, clearly.
Oh, yeah. And that's the sad thing about, well, the infrastructure of fine land.
So he says they live in Nashville. They used to live in Nashville. And yes, Grimey's is like the record local record store. And that's from Trucker Johnny in Auburn.
Thank you, Johnny. So, you know, Doyle probably is a humble guy, not realizing that, you know, his place is as big as it is for Nashville. And that makes a lot of sense. And
they got like 60,000 people following him on Twitter.
Yeah.
That means something, right?
Well, it sure does.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're a musician like Taylor, you know, coming up in the ranks, I bet, you know, that was a joint.
It's a great name, too. Grimey's.
It is a great name. Dolly Parton just announced yesterday that she's making $1 million donation towards coronavirus research. That money's going to go to the Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville. That's cool. There's a lot of...
She's reading bedtime stories and now donating money.
She's reading bedtime stories dressed properly is all I gotta say.
You can't dress properly, man. Like, she's just wearing her pajama top.
Dude, I wish I could look that good in a pajama top.
Yeah, with breast implants, you can.
You know, she's always...
In a wig.
She's always, yeah, but she's...
And lipstick.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, you know, so she gets a little help. Everybody gets a little help. You know, I mean, even everybody in the Zoom, you got that soften your face feature now. You can do that.
I'm not complaining about it. I just, yeah. I mean,
give her, you know,
it's not like she's wearing like a tank top or like, you know, just a bra. Like, okay, she's putting on pajama top.
Do you understand, though, the fitting of clothes? Nobody looks that amazing in pajamas unless they're trying to. Because, I mean, it's form-fitting. I mean, it's ridiculously form-fitting.
I don't know if it's form-fitting. It's just that she has a lot to work with, so it makes whatever she's going to put on form-fitting.
Oh, yeah. She had that tailored nicely is all I'm saying.
All right.
That's what I'm saying. Check it out. Also, you know, the live readings.
And that starts today.
Yeah, 7 o'clock to Eastern Standard Time, so that'll be 4 o'clock our time.
Yep, I'm getting into bed at 4.
Do it. She'll be doing it for 10 weeks, and the first reading, like Steve said, 4 o'clock our time tonight. You can go to imaginationlibrary.com. And I guarantee people will be doing some other things besides just reading these with their kids. That's all I'm saying. And you know what? Good for you. Whatever you got to do to get through the day.
Now I'm not going to watch it because I'm picturing you now going to be there doing that at that same time.
Like you wouldn't. Yeah, I mean,
I just want to hear a good story from Dolly Parton.
Oh, really?
I like her voice.
Yeah, you really want to hear her read a bedtime story?
Crank it to Dolly while she's telling you a children's story. That's kind of weird.
I'm going to turn the sound down. I don't care what she's reading.
Okay,
I'm just going to look at her in bed.
That at least I could give you a pass.
Then. Yeah, I mean, I'll put some other audio on, like maybe one of her songs or something. Listen, just let me enjoy Dolly the way I want to.
I won't text you at 4 o'clock then. What are you doing, BJ? Got a minute?
By the way, that is the most frustrating thing. Have you noticed that in life?
What?
If you're watching anything, let's just say anything, and then all of the notifications just start popping in from your idiot friends, you go, that's going to put me out of the mood. Stop telling you, I got to mute this conversation.
Put it on airplane mode.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
Wi-Fi only.
Well, yeah. Well, even still, Wi-Fi only, I get those idiot notifications.
Turn off all your notifications.
Well, then I can't. How am I going to get online to watch stuff? Oh, yeah. If I turn off, yeah, I got to turn off. I got to mute. I just got to mute. But before I did that, let me tell you, I've had some moments in my life ruined by, like, certain communications. Like, okay, I don't need that.
Nothing's worse if you're, like, you're using your phone to watch a certain movie, and then all of a sudden, phone's ringing, it's mom and dad.
Yeah, and you're like, okay.
Damn it, you know, I spent, like, 18 years of my life of you guys doing this to me. Now you're doing it over the phone?
That's right, they know.
You jerks.
They've got the radar, they know. Oh, I think my son's spiking it, let's call him.
I feel like there's some sort of radar, like, for our group chat that we have for the show, because it just seems like anytime I'm like, you know what, this might be a good time to watch a video, and then all of a sudden, a group chat just appears of you guys just, I don't, talking about whatevers.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are on mute.
Oh,
it's not nothing offensive.
No.
Like every group chat I have, as soon as I get a group chat, if it's new, I instantly go to the settings and turn it to mute.
Good call.
That's brilliant.
That's a brilliant call. Yeah.
Somebody had texted us because they know we talk about the television show Dave, and by extension, the music of Lil Dicky. They want to know if any of us have listened to any of his music, and have you seen the article about Gaeta, which I guess talks about... I wonder if it has something to do with the last episode. The last episode, it's weird. I was watching Dave, and it's mostly this really weird, quirky, Curb Your Enthusiasm-esque television show based on a hip-hop artist that's a little dicky, and I've listened to his music, and I find it really entertaining. It's good stuff. But most of the time, it's just really weird sexual situations. At the end, the last episode, they tackle the fact that Gaeta is bipolar in the show. And I don't know if that's actually like something that's based off of a real-life thing.
Oh, wow.
But it was like... You're watching this episode and you're like, okay, what's going on? What's going on? And all of a sudden this drops and it's like, oh, wow, this is like a special episode of Dave. And it's really well done. It's a great episode.
That, you know, that's a really interesting. And if you see the story arc, because I'm only two episodes in. Yeah, I mean, I wondered about that because Gaeta's mom is pretty hip. Like, she's just very, very aware. And I wondered, you know, it's like, okay, I wonder if this is going to go down that road. Because his mom, you know, she wasn't funny. You know, she was actually, she seemed like a real person who said some real stuff. And I thought, this is so out of place for what this show is.
Oh, dude, this episode is nothing like the other ones. It's almost like, wow. They've been building and building of this just absurd show, and all of a sudden it just takes like a really heartfelt, pretty, it's still funny, don't get me wrong, it's still well done, but it was just like, oh man, I wasn't expecting this, but I'm glad they did this.
Well, you got to get those special episodes of, you know, Different Strokes out a lot sooner. You
and
can't
the
wait
tiger
till,
and...
yeah, you can't wait till season 5. You know, you never know how many seasons you have. You got to get those special episodes out quicker.
It just shows like how, like, just like, you know, there's more to the more layers to the show that I wasn't even expecting, and it's really cool.
That's when you know you got a good show.
Yeah,
you know you've got a good show when you can really, and actually, Steve, I've watched the first, even in the first two episodes, I notice there's some layers here that are pretty awesome.
Oh yeah.
Really, like how we deal with grief and how families are, how people are.
You get Macklemore when you deal with grief.
Yeah.
Clearly.
There's a lot going on, and there was a great line in that second episode about, you know, your problem is that you're worried about how you're going to do because you're thinking about the wrong thing. You know, think about them, don't think about you. And that was some advice I was given so many years ago. You know, if you think you're going to screw something up in life and whatever, and you're doing something for somebody else, you should be thinking about them. You would never feel bad if you just kept your attention on somebody else, especially if you're supposed to be doing something for somebody else. And I was like, whoa, that's good wisdom. They were spitting some good wisdom in season episode 2.
And some people are wondering where it's at. It's on FXX. It's also streaming. And apparently I just read, it's not just us that are really digging the show. It's getting huge as far as when it comes to streaming numbers. It's like the biggest gigantic numbers they're saying for FXX.
It's a well-done show. And like you said, dude, it is a modern-day Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's something that everybody can get into, as opposed to some people have a hard time, you know, getting into an old guy being crabby. But Dave basically is, like, you know, he's today's George Costanza. He's today's Larry David, yeah.
Yeah, as the website says, it says Dave centers on a neurotic man in his late 20s who believes he's destined to be the best rapper of all time. And that's pretty much what the show's about.
Yeah, it's so good. And he is such an idiot, but he's a great idiot. He's a well-written idiot. Mm-hmm. And I love that this is his life. Like, what a great, what an awesome thing that he's done.
So it says, if you spoil Dave like The Walking Dead, I will stop listening. I don't think you could spoil this show. I mean, it's just situational. So.
How did I spoil The Walking Dead yet? I mean, come on. You've had since Sunday.
Oh, you spoil it every day.
Come on, you've had since Sunday to watch the darn thing. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
I like how you used to have the 2-week rule. Now you saw it on Sunday. Is it because of the coronavirus now that we're quarantined?
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't seen it by now.
The window is closed.
Yeah, you've got to be able to see these shows in a week now with the coronavirus. What do you want?
So we have an add-on to the rules.
Yeah. Oh, Vicky and Noah, yes on that.
I was like, dude, people are stuck home with their kids, and they can only get stuck watching kids' shows. And I know because my little foster brother only wants to watch, you know, baby shows.
I hadn't thought about that.
So
okay.
You are a spoiler.
Okay.
What shows are you watching?
It's like Mipsy.
Hey, spoiler alert, I haven't seen all those yet.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mipsy?
I don't know. It's like Mutsy.
Was that what the governor of New York was battling?
I think so, actually.
Did that just happen?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a claymation.
Oh, I didn't know that you're the joke police over there.
Well, you know, I was just...
Yeah, they have a lot of weird baby shows, like Baby First. There's like a claymation one called Mio Mao, and it's these clay
cats. Why'd you ask this, Steve?
Yeah.
I guess you kind of care now.
No, not really. I like the names. They're so stupid. Yeah. I'm finding this rather entertaining.
It's like Mio Mao. Mio Mao.
That's all it is?
Like, it's just that's the theme
song.
Are
they cats, at least?
Yes.
Okay.
And I hear it all the freaking time.
Why is Rev watching this then?
I didn't even know about this.
Mio Mao is the name of the show. Boy, I'm so happy I'm not a, you know, parent anymore. I mean, I guess I am a parent. But I mean.
Just wait till you become grandpa. Oh,
congratulations.
When did you stop being a parent?
I wish I could.
Should we ask your kids?
Yeah. I mean, I really would like to stop being a parent right now, especially with the two of them living in my house. Hey, you remember, we were talking about sitcoms. Now, you remember a couple of years ago, this guy, Jeffrey Owens, he played Elvin on The Cosby Show, was job-shamed because people saw him at Trader Joe's.
Yes.
Yeah. And, well, now he's back in the news because he wants to make sure you all appreciate the grocery store workers during this crisis. He wrote a column for People magazine where he said, quote, "The people who right now are working at Trader Joe's, as well as so many other grocery stores and supermarkets, in handling, organizing, and serving food products to us, these people, like our medical caregivers, are literally risking their lives for our good. This is true heroism." That's a good point because, you know, people coming through your line, I mean, you know, you just never know.
No, you're exposed to just whoever comes into that place.
Because you're touching what they've touched when they've taken it off the shelf and put it in their carts. And, you know, everything they've told us about how this virus spreads, they are in the front lines, too. It's really, really horrific and sad that we just, you know, hopefully we're appreciating these people. I know people are at the end of their fuses in a lot of ways, but if you can't be kind to the folks that are giving you food in this situation where they still have to work.
Or just show them to work to keep a place open where you can get the things that you need. Because if they don't go to work, those places are closing down and then we have nowhere to get whatever it is that you're in need of. Yeah. And then we'll see how people complain.
Yeah.
So just, think about that before you go into a grocery store to bitch at someone that's taking too long to bring up your stuff. Like, just relax, people.
Yeah, if you can find a way to just get yourself in a chill place. It's been a challenge for me, no doubt about it, because I don't like to exercise, and the only thing I like to do is walk, and the malls are closed, and going outside is tough with my allergies, because if I start sneezing or coughing, my company doesn't want me to come in, even though it's probably alert. So I've had to put myself in a situation to make sure that I can stay as healthy as possible, no symptoms of anything. It's really frustrating, but I still have to find a way not to be a jerk to people, you know? And so whatever you can do.
Walk in place, man. Just put on like some scenes of nature on YouTube and just stare at it and just walk in place.
You're joking, aren't you?
No.
Because I'm walking around my house like a crazy man.
Are you watching like footage of outdoors too?
I put on whatever I need to get me going. I'm doing a lot of music in the earbuds, that's for sure.
This is when those old, for a moment, the virtual glasses things are like all the rage.
Oh, yeah.
Like the ones that you put your cell phone and you put it on goggles. This is when that thing would come in handy. You get a treadmill, and then you put that on, and you just walk on
Or you dump the oil on the floor, and you just make your own personal treadmill.
Well, I don't trust you you'll do that right, since you use Febreze to wipe up your floors. I don't know if you're going to do the right stuff.
I might not use oil. I don't know what I'll use, peanut butter or something. I'll figure it out.
But I wonder if people are doing that now, like just putting that stuff on and just kind of like just so they could get something, some kind of vibe of being outside.
Yeah, virtual reality.
Open the window and let the wind blow.
Did you do that robo thing that we did when we went to the electronics show?
Was that the one where we went into a kayak?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Dude, that's what I wish we had.
Get one.
Yeah, because you felt, I don't know how to get one. I mean, that was a prototype. I don't even know if they sell that darn thing. But it was, you felt like you were outside. You actually get in a nice rowboat and you were rowing around an island. And I was like, oh, man, I could use that right about now.
Yeah, I'd get you one for like $1,400.
A kayak?
It says a perception crank pedal drive kayak. I don't know.
And it comes with the virtual reality glasses?
Oh, if not, we'll make it.
Okay, you know what? You're not really helping here.
I haven't had a lot of time to get this all figured out.
I know. You're the guy that says get one. But you know what? You have to give me the places to go. You got to give me the info.
Well, I haven't had a chance to figure that out.
You're that genius friend that's just like, oh, yeah, just go get one of whatever it is, I'm not feeling good. Oh, you should feel better. Oh, thanks, genius friend.
Yeah.
You're the man.
And if you lose your keys, I'll tell you where you can find them, the last place you put them.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Yeah. You're just the greatest.
Just get like some kind of all right, I'll get a broomstick, sit in a chair, and get like some kind of virtual reality thing and duct tape it to your head.
Yeah, get one.
Boom.
Yeah, boom, it's done. You made it happen. Thanks, pal.
Just trying to help
Mr.
you out,
Mr. Solutions
BJ.
Over there.
Well, you can either complain or you can fix it.
You know what? Or with you, I can do neither.
See, I found a computer program. It says virtual reality white water kayak.
Oh, this was more of a peaceful journey that we were on. That thing, I could get hurt. I'll fall off the chair and hurt myself.
Sit in a chair, put on the goggles, and then have Sarah just shake the chair.
Yeah, I don't need to be doing downstream white water rafting videos. I will get hurt doing that.
And this will work out well for Johnny Roberts, since he needs some alone time. Sarah will have some exercise, because she'll be shaking you in the chair, and she'll be away from her boyfriend.
Dude, you're absolutely right, though. I think I wonder if the virtual VR headset sales are going up. Seriously.
We know that the Switch is impossible to find, so any kind of like entertainment that people could do.
Maybe so. All right, I have to check that out. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this April Fool's inspired question wrong.
Where do kittens go on their field trips?
Catnip.
No.
I don't know, Tacloa.
No.
That's it.
Catland.
No.
Do I really have to say the answer to this stupid question?
Yep.
I don't remember what it is. What was it?
It's a Meowseum. That's nice. The one. Yeah. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing on with garnishments of your bank accounts, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.